Thank you and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Over the weekend, all of the cattle associations commended USDA's plan to protect the U.S. from the New World screwworm, a unanimous approval for this sterile fly production facility. USDA estimates that a screwworm outbreak could damage Texas's economy by as much as $1.8 billion. Here's the governor of Texas.
The reality is this is a national and international issue, and we are going to face these dire economic consequences. Our industries, our ranchers, people who buy groceries are going to face these dire consequences if action is not taken to deny the ability of the screwworm being able to get into the state of Texas.
Just ahead of 9 o'clock, we'll hear the five-point plan USDA proposes from Secretary Rawlins. Friday, the Environmental Protection Agency announced they have extended the comment period for the recertification of dicamba next year for over-the-top use on soybeans and cotton. You can make your feelings known at epa.gov. A draft of the upcoming MAHA report seen by the New York Times will not propose direct restrictions on ultra-processed foods and pesticides that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called major threats. If it is adopted, the report on the health of America's children will be good news for the food and agriculture industries, which feared much more restrictive proposals than the ones currently outlined in the draft. A key Midwest senator hopes this year's the charm for passing year-round E15 legislation, especially given the latest crop report. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says if his year-round E15 bill passes, it's likely to do so at the end of the year. But based on the latest USDA record corn crop forecast,
that's the only way we're going to be able to take up the surplus of corn.
Until now, Grassley says presidents of both parties have approved summer volatility waivers.
If we knew that that was going to happen every year and there was a certainty that it was going to happen every year, you wouldn't need our legislation, because our legislation basically does what the presidents have done on a year-to-year basis,
which is never a sure bet.
But that doesn't bring certainty to the ethanol and biofuels industries. And we need that certainty. And that's what the Grassley urged Klobuchar bill would do.
JBS USA has unveiled plans to acquire a production facility in Ankeny, Iowa, making it the largest ready-to-eat bacon and ready-to-eat sausage facilities in the country. That facility previously owned and operated by grocery chain Hy-Vee. JBS expects the facility to be operational by mid-2026. They plan to employ former employees who worked at the facility. This is Inside Agriculture, back with a check of markets.